It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is. And our guest this week is a good friend of mine, Chris. Chris Cudby, Power Nap. How are you doing, Chris?
Good morning, listeners. I'm doing great. Thank you.
That's really good to hear. Yeah. So you've chosen three tracks, all kind of different, but like spread out, good representation of what you're into. How did you choose these tracks? Because I saw that you've got a list, a longer list on your phone. How did you pick these ones out overall?
You can never narrow this stuff down, you know. I've picked out a few songs, mainly stuff that I've been listening to recently, but also stuff that kind of informs what I do as PowerNap, which is my solo electronic thing that I do live occasionally.
Occasionally.
Yeah, in the hope of one day actually putting out some recorded material.
Because you haven't got really anything online, but you played a bunch of shows, you DJ all the time kind of thing.
Yeah.
What's the reasoning behind not pushing for the full generic release?
Well, I like to play out my songs as much as possible to sort of, you know, gauge what the audience response is and then rewrite things and things like that. And also, I've actually just been spending ages I'm trying to finish up recording the vocals because I get really picky about that.
Yeah, no, who doesn't? it's like a thing to be like into. Because you haven't done anything like this in the past, so there's no pressure on you to like release something. Like, there's no PowerNap releases already, is what I'm saying.
It may surprise everyone to know that there is very little pressure for me to be releasing anything anytime soon, but I'm very keen to, and hopefully I'm aiming to get something out around July, an EP of songs and tunes.
Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
So let's get into the tracks now. This first one, very timely. John Cooper Clarke.
Partly I chose this because I went to see him perform on Saturday. He's the, as BFM listeners would no doubt know, he's the UK punk poet, started doing stuff from the mid-70s onwards. I saw him perform at the Crystal Palace in, where was it, Mount Eden, on Saturday, and it was just like one of the most amazing performances I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I wasn't there, so I don't really know what the vibe kind of was. What was it like?
It was insane. I was just so amazed that a guy could just come out with just a microphone and a pad. And I'm a fan of his music. Like, I'm a fan of his recordings from the late 70s and early 80s. And that's where I was sort of coming to that show from. And when he played, it was just him with the microphone. He's 69 years old. Some of the material that he was performing was like 40 years old, and he could just belt this stuff out like no tomorrow. He looked like an alien had just touched down from another planet. It was like almost like a surreal experience. He's like very spindly and kind of has like huge black hair and sunglasses, and like it was just like one of the most like jaw-dropping, impressive live performances I've seen by any artist.
Did he perform the song that you've chosen to play for us today?
So I'm going to play a track from his 1982 album, Zip Style Method. It's called Face Behind the Scream. And I have been, for many years, I've been listening to his musical stuff, which was recorded in collaboration with a guy called Martin Hamnett, who is a producer for Factory Records. He's a featured character in 24 Hour Party People. And I just think it's an awesome intersection of really like a guy who really knows what he's doing lyrically and like vocally, and also a guy who, or an artist who is just on top of their game production wise.
Awesome. So, let's give it a listen.
Yeah, great.
Since the age of 17. snapshots in his mind holds the face behind the screen. The girl who would be beauty queen, diamond rivets in her jeans, wild and winning even off screen. He removes the bandage and the odd remaining scab, the flair for fancy language, the gift of the gap. I promise not to hurt. A telephone receiver clicks, red alert. Whatever you do, don't touch that switch. The doctor goes to work with his bag of tricks and limousine, mug shots from magazines, face creams and photo bits to fix the face that doesn't fit, the face behind the screen.
Your discovery story for John Cooper Clarke. You were just telling me. Tell me again.
I stumbled upon him like maybe probably about 10 years ago now. As I'm an avid record shopper and record sifter, and I'd quite often pick records out based on album covers to have listened to. And you see something that looks interesting or looks good, and you're like, well, I wonder what's going on here. Yeah. And that was pretty much exactly with
what
John Cooper Clarke.
What happened here?
I was just sifting through the pop rock section at Real Groovy, and I was like, who's this character?
This next one, Team Jordan, double M, double N.
Yeah.
What is it?
Okay, Team Jordan, kind of like a proto-vaporwave group from 2010, 2011. This guy, it's actually a team up of two guys, two Detroit artists, Teams, and this guy Jono Milo, who's an experimental electronic artist. Jono was running a group called HD Ghetto around 2010, 2011, and he'd have these online kind of like those streaming parties that they do. I've seen them around. Yeah, that was kind of like one of the kind of origins of those. And this is a group that sort of came that I was listening to quite heavily around 2011. That was like a massive kind of like paradigm shift in my thinking, like of what I should be doing musically. Like, so before, and it really informed like my kind of live power nap stuff. Before that, I was sort of doing like kind of hard out electronic kind of punk rock kind of stuff. Real fast stuff with my group Golden Axe, who we're not playing at the moment or probably anytime soon. So Power Nap is my only thing at the moment. And listening to these guys, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on around 2010, 2011, like 106 Point Never and his Echo Jams projects. And a little bit later, I think I heard Macintosh Plus, but I definitely heard these guys beforehand. Yeah. And this was just like, I was really impressed with, like, it just seemed really fresh to me. You'll be able to hear, listeners can hear for themselves in a sec. Like the use of looping to the point where it seems almost like a minimalist kind of composition or something, but still being totally sample based and still being quite dance floor centric.
Yeah,
as well.
It's that same kind of electronic music, but not as fast paced. Like it's more chilled out.
Kind of, it's still pretty hard hitting. I just love how it dives, like this track dives so deep into its grooves. But you'll be able to hear it.
We'll give it a listen, and we'll talk a bit about it afterwards as well. So
cool.
If you want to chime in on the conversation, text in to 5395. It does end suddenly, yes, which is why I'm fading it out all nice and slow.
Very smooth.
So I can tell from listening to it now that it's like a nice meeting point between vaporwave music and kind of like the dance room.
Yeah, jam. Yeah, and kind of experimental stuff as well. Around the same time, I was just talking off air. There's like this guy, I can't remember who. They had done edit of Ramones songs, where they've edited all these different Ramones songs to be like 15 minutes long, and like they'd just be like these endless lock grooves of Ramones riffs, and that was also another thing.
Did they remix it, or was it like a just like an extended cut,
like chopped,
okay,
but not slowed down, like so real fast?
All right, this next one, the last one that you've chosen,
yeah.
How does this tie into the other ones? Because it's not exactly the same, like
no. Okay, the next one's gonna be by an artist called Palm Bomben 2, who I believe is from Netherlands. I actually don't know so much about Palm Bomben 2, but this comes from their album, what's the name of the album,
Palm Bomben 2,
I think. Okay, self-titled,
yeah.
Eponymous. And this track's called Vic Trevino. This is an interesting album that came out in 2015. Electronic artist. The entire album I believe was recorded while this guy spent his summer at his parents' house just watching lots of episodes of X-Files. And all the tracks...
That's a good start.
Yeah, good start for anything. And all the tracks named after kind of obscure-ish, sort of just side characters from X-Files. But the kind of effect that has when you're like looking at the track titles and like you're listening to this kind of relatively mysterious kind of like electronic music is sort of actually creates like, and like some of the music can be quite upbeat, dancey, and others can be quite emotional or whatever. I guess it just like it creates like a really vibey sensation, and I think it's like a really like sort of conceptually well executed album. I love the idea of just being able to work on a project and like really hone in on like a specific idea and just pull it off really well.
Well, like, it's a cool thing to go kind of have like a cool story to say about it, like for example this one with the X-Files. It's like, I don't know, just
yeah,
it makes the story more interesting.
And I mean, it's this kind of thing that that sounds like it could be corny as hell, but instead it's really well executed and works really well.
Yeah, if the music's good enough to live up to the awesome story.
That's right, yeah. And because it's like instrumental electronic music, having that sort of layer of meaning and layer of association, I think like adds a lot to it.
Awesome. Well, let's give it a listen, and then we'll have a quick chat about what's next for you, and then we'll move on.
Hey!
You got a show tonight?
Damn straight. Powered Up will be playing with the amazing Thought Creature, who are playing one show only tonight in Auckland before the singer goes back to Berlin. I don't think they've played in Auckland for about 5 or 6 years, and they're a killer band, and they're great, and we're looking forward to that show. And Pleasure Magenta as well, and that'll be at Wine Cellar.
Mm. And also, BFM listeners will be very familiar with Pleasure Magenta, I'm
yes.
sure.
Yeah.
Having played a bunch of BFM gigs, so it'll be there's the card for you if you you need the familiarity.
Older BFM listeners will be very familiar with Thought Creature.
Well, maybe we should bring Thought Creature back into the young generation.
There's a reason why. It's because they put out their first album in 10 years the other day. So their debut album came out in 2008, and that was like real popular, and they'd play heaps of shows around. And then around, I think, 2012, the singer headed off to Berlin. And then they just magically put out their next album last week.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm definitely keen to, because I've heard a lot about it. So it should be a... what kind of vibe is it? Is it the...
They're like swamped out grunge dance music.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, undefinable.
Is it quite different?
It's quite catchy and super fun.
Awesome. And we don't know how much the door price is. It's shrouded in mystery for the show tonight. Did you say it was $10? Are we assuming?
I think there's a vague idea around that.
Okay. Well, go along and take $10 and we'll see what happens there.
Come along.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris.
Great. Thank you.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.